Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you came and saved me in any way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ that we come on this morning, Father God, to render praises unto your name, Lord, to say thank you for this another day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for sitting high. Thank you, Father God, for looking low. Thank you, Father God, for being in control of every situation. Father God, we rise and shine this morning at your command. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and we slumbered, and how you have ushered us into a brand new day. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, Father God, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day, Father God, with your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're great and you're mighty. You're mighty and you're great. You're great and you're mighty. And you are mighty and you are great. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for where we've been, where we are, and where we are going. Thank you, Father. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would just have your way today. You're the potter and we're the clay. Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified during our services. Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And our soul says amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And we say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you and to you. And to you too. Amen. Just give me 1 second here. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just think it 1 second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just conversing with our presenter this morning. Give me 1 second, please. Hallelujah, bless the Lord, 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 bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we bless Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We know how to keep it moving. Amen. We know how to keep it moving. Amen. We like to greet, amen, all of our first timers this morning. Amen. If this is your first time, amen, sharing at our breakfast table, we want to welcome you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. You are welcome. Please have a seat. Amen. Glory be to God. Breakfast is about to be served. We consider this the breakfast for champions. Amen. It's a platform where we meet every morning at 6 a.m. Amen. Monday through Saturdays to lift up the name of Jesus and declare his lordship. Amen. In all of the earth. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host on this morning and pastor of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And truly, amen, we are grateful to the Lord. Amen. For everything. Amen. Hallelujah. In all things we do, give him praise. So we pray that everybody is excited today. TGIF, today God is first. Amen. And we come seeking first, amen, his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. And all these other things, amen, are added, amen, unto us. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We are celebrating Women's History Month. Amen. Women's History Month. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. We pray that you have been enjoying the services thus far. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me see. Oh, we've had some, amen, hallelujah, some wonderful presentations and exhortations, amen, the women in the Bible, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, and today, amen, we have another one, amen, glory be to God, so hallelujah, we've already shared with Potiphar's wife, we started out with her, and we went to Eve and Hannah and Elizabeth and Hagar, Abigail, Miriam, Delilah, the Samaritan woman at the well, Tamar, Martha, Deborah, Rhoda, amen, Esther, and yesterday we shared on another Tamar, amen, and today, amen, we are, amen, have a presentation on Rahab, amen, Rahab, glory be to God, and now presenter has not signed in, amen, and I just made a telephone call, amen, and did not, amen, get an answer, but guess what, amen, we just keep it moving, amen, the Bible says be always ready, amen, and we sort of, you know, knew that if we was going to do a whole month, amen, 30 presentations, amen, glory be to God, amen, and you can expect one or two, amen, defaults, amen, that's just the law of average, amen, glory be to God, so we want to, amen, bless the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to get straight into the word on this morning. Amen. Father God, we want to bless you and thank you, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. So let us turn in our Bibles, amen, to the book of Joshua, amen, Joshua and chapter number 2, amen. I'm going to read out of the NIV, amen, glory be to God. I'm a King James girl, amen, glory be to God, but amen, I'm going to read this chapter, Joshua in the Old Testament, amen, and amen. Number 2. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. And it reads as thus. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent 2 spies from Shittim. Go, look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. But the spies lay down for the night. She went up to the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you this land and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. She said to them, go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. Now the men had said to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us, unless when we enter the land you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into the house. If any of them go outside your house into the street, their blood will be on their own heads. We will not be responsible. As for those who are in the house with you, their blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on them. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from our oath you made us swear. Agreed, Rahab replied. Let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. And when they left, they went into the hills and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given us the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. And that is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. The story of Rahab. Let me take 1 minute, amen, and just break it down to maybe some of you hearing it for the first time. God had given, amen, glory to be, to told Joshua and the spies to spy out the land. God was going to give them the land. Amen, glory be to God. And as they entered into the land by faith, amen, glory be to God, they needed some help. Because it's like you going to a city that you haven't been to the first time. This is your first time in Europe, your first time in New York, okay? So, so they needed some help. Well, God gave them some help. Her name was Rahab, and she was also a prostitute.
Oh, God is awesome.
God used a prostitute. Amen. She was a prostitute at that time. Amen. Glory be to God. And they said they went into her house when they entered Jericho. They went into the prostitute's house, and the Bible tells us that they stayed there. We could question why they stayed there so long. All right. Nevertheless, all right. They was there. Glory be to God. Amen. And Rahab communicated with the spies. She said, We heard. We heard about your mighty victories. We heard about what God is doing. We heard. We heard how God opened the Red Sea for you. We heard how God delivered you from Egypt. We heard. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. Somebody's talking about you right now. Let me drop a commercial. That somebody is hearing. Oh yeah, they heard your testimony. They're hearing what God is doing in your life and in your family and in your ministry. Oh, word is getting out, baby. Word is getting out. So, amen. Glory be to God. She said we heard. Oh my God. But they needed her help because glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And they asked for her help because when they came looking for the spies, they was gonna kill. They was gonna kill the spies if they found the spies. That would have interfered with, amen, God's plan. Rahab told a lie. I'm still meditating on this. I'm still meditating on this, beloved. Amen. And we know that God, amen, don't ordain lies. Glory be to God. Amen. And then I had a conversation with the Holy Ghost last night. I'm breaking this down. I'm gonna do a PhD presentation on this one. Amen. Does God allow lies? Amen. For his purposes. We ain't gonna focus on that right now. Amen. Glory be to God. But let's just put it this way. Amen. For simplicity today. Amen. Glory be to God. That God knew she was gonna lie, and she wasn't saved yet. Amen. Sinners do what sinners do. God knew that Rahab was going to tell a lie, but that lie, God is able to take all things and work it in his plan, even the lie. Ah, my God, Jesus. Woo! God is able to take all things because he knows all things and works all things in his plan, even a lie. And she told a lie, and she told the men of Jericho, said, oh, they ain't here. I ain't seen them. See, and she had him hidden on the roof. See, glory be to God, to protect them. And so that they can get leadway and get a three-day journey. Amen, glory be to God. 3 days ahead of them, and God used her for that. And she said, well, what you going to do for me? And they said, well, this is what we do, because we coming back. We coming back, and we going to take the land, because God has given us the land. Y'all know the story of Jericho, when they walked around the wall 7 times. Come on now. Glory be to God. Now, hallelujah. On the 7th day, amen, glory be to God, they walked around another 7. Glory be to God. And God brought the Jericho wall down. If you don't know the story, read the story. The God, amen, those fortified walls, those walls that was impossible, amen, for them to get over, to get through. Glory be to God. God says he is anointing us to run through a troop and leap over a wall. Amen. Those walls of Jericho, everybody on the inside of Jericho felt secure, amen, untouchable, huh? Glory be to God. Well, God brought those walls down. They said, we coming back.
Oh, glory be to God. But they said, this is what we're going to do. Glory be to God. She said, hallelujah. She said in verse 12, she said, well, look, you're coming back. You're going to destroy Jericho. She said, I ask that you would spare my life and spare my family's life. See, glory be to God. For me showing, you know, you kindness. So glory be to God. And they said, I tell you what, that's exactly what we're going to do. They said, when we come back, they said, as long as you don't tell nobody, long as you don't tell nobody we've been here, long as you don't run your mouth, glory be to God, as long as you do this, glory be to God, when we come back, we're going to take everybody in Jericho out, but whoever's in your house, pull your family in your house. Oh, my God, my God. Ah. Oh, Psalms 91 said, we dwell in the Lord's house. Hey, God. He said, bring everybody in the house. Bring your mama in the house, your daddy, your nieces, your nephews, because whoever's not in your house is going to be destroyed. Glory be to God. And he said, now what we going to do, glory be to God, when we come in and take Jericho out, they said, now what we want you to do, amen, is we going to put word out, amen. We want you to put this thread, oh my God, huh? We want you to put this thread at your window, glory be to God. And when the warriors see the thread, somebody say, when they see the blood, oh my God, when they see the thread at your window, which marked her salvation at that time, by the way. They said, we're going to take every house out but your house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because of the thread at your window. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that verse is, wait a minute. Ha, but I buckle. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Okay, wait, I'm trying to find that verse again for you. Hallelujah. I'm looking here. Mm-hmm. At verse 17, now the men said to her, this oath you made us swear, okay, will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. And unless you have brought your father, your mother, your sisters, and all your families in the house. Somebody says, it's time to come in the house. 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 Oh, glory be to God. God told Moses, when I see the blood, amen, on the house. Glory be to somebody says, it's time to come in the house. Psalms 91, it's time to come in the house. We abide in the Lord's house. They said, when we see the cord, amen, glory be to God, we will not destroy your house. So anybody you want to be saved got to be in the house. Did not God promise to save us in our household, in the house? Oh, my God, my God. And beloved, amen, the Bible continues to tell us, amen, that they got victory over Jericho. Amen. And God used a prostitute. Oh, God. Yesterday, we was looking at the life of Tamar, glory be to God, who had sex with her father-in-law. And through that, she gave birth to twins who was in the lineage of Jesus. The day we see God using a prostitute to give victory to his people, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait a minute. I got to show you this. 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 Glory be to God. Let us, amen, go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, I don't have time. I'm like, okay, go. Stay in Joshua. Okay? Go to chapter 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Joshua chapter 6, okay? Look at this in verse number 16. Verse number 16, and it says this. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Verse 15, on the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city seven times. All right, so for 7 days, they were circling the city. The seventh time around, when the priest shouted trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, shout For the Lord has given us a city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only, now listen to this now, listen to this. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things. All right, that's enough right there. That's it, because I don't want to overload you. Everybody in Jericho went down except for the prostitute. Now, you trying to tell me God couldn't have used the priest? You trying to tell me God couldn't have used the missionary up and around the road? You tell me God couldn't have used the choir member? You mean tell me God couldn't find nobody else to use but a prostitute? Beloved, what we find out, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, because I'm going, at the end of the month, I'm going to summarize all this, glory be to God. What we find out is that God uses ordinary people. God uses ordinary people. We disqualify ourselves. We want to focus on our education. We want to focus on our gender. We want to focus on our skin color. We want to focus on our credit report. We're focusing on all the wrong things. God uses ordinary people. Beloved, if they see a prostitute walking in the streets now, what they going to do? They're going to lock the prostitute up, put her in handcuffs, and throw her in jail. But not God. Look at God's mercy. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait, 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 wait. Go to Matthews, go to Matthews. Amen. Glory be to God. Chapter number one. Go to Matthews, chapter number one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got to show you one verse over here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God and his mercy. Oh my God. Hallelujah. God calls ordinary people, and he puts his super on him. When we believe God, God is able to do anything in our lives, regardless of our history, regardless of our background. Matthew's 1, look at verse number 5. Matthew's 1, I'm going to start at verse 1. This is, they're giving you the genealogy of Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. They're telling you the family line that Jesus came through, all right? So we all know our lineage, okay? This is my mother. This is my grandmother. This is my great-grandmother, great-grand. So this is what it's doing here for Jesus. Listen to Jesus' genealogy, y'all, in Matthew 1. Abraham, the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah. That's who we talked about yesterday, the father-in-law who had sex with Tamar and had twins. Now, this is the lineage of Jesus now. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Abinadab. Abinadab, the father of Nahshon. Nahshon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz. Wait a minute. Whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. Do y'all see here that God takes a prostitute, puts her name in the Bible, amen, as the lineage of Jesus Christ? Beloved, I come to tell you, glory be to God, that Rahab was called before the foundation of the world, even before she gave her life to Jesus. Because when she was converted, she was no longer a prostitute. But God knew it. I've come to tell you that God knows your history. God knows you was a drug addict. He knows you was a prostitute. He knows you was an alcoholic. He knows you was a bum. God knows your history. But it did not void God's calling on your life. And we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. It says, for he chose in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. Before God created the heaven, before God, amen, when he sat up in heaven and he had a conversation with the Godhead and said, let us, amen, create man, let us create, let us, and God spoke, light be, earth be. Before God created the earth, before God created the sun, before God created the stars, God knew you. It says, before the foundations of the world, you were called. Glory be to God. And we allow our situations and we allow our history to keep us shut down, to keep us, glory be to God, feeling unqualified, to feeling like God can't use us. God can't use us to do his will. God can't use us to preach a word, teach a word, serve in his ministry. Why? Because my history is so bad. Surely God can't use a wretch like me. Baby, Rahab was Jesus' great-grandmother, the prostitute. Glory be to God. If God can use her, God can use you. Wake up this morning, glory be to God, and tell the Lord yes. Wake up this morning and stop making excuses. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's like going back to being a baby. You know how a baby is so pure. They're pure. Their skin is soft. They're innocent. That's how it is when you give your life to Christ. You was a prostitute in your old life. You're not a prostitute no more. All things have become new. You're not a deceiver anymore. All things have become new. You have now become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. Rahab, Jesus' great-grandmother. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I'm just a worm. So you a worm that God can use. You want to look at yourself as a worm? You a worm that God can use. Not only was she a prostitute, glory be to God, she telling lies. And God used those lies for his glory, and he used her life for her glory, and put her name in the Bible. Glory be to God. I want to give you two more scriptures and I'm finished. I'm finished. Look at Hebrews. I hope you write these scriptures down. This is going to encourage somebody. It's going to encourage somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us go to, amen, the book of Hebrews. And I want to take you to chapter number 11. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And wait a minute, chapter number 11, and to God be all the praise, hallelujah, to be all the glory and all the honor, hallelujah. Give me 1 second here, hallelujah, thank you, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, God. All right, I want you to look at verse number 31, Hebrews 11, amen, and 31, this is what it says. Now, for by faith, the prostitute, Rahab, because she took a step of faith. This is how faith, you see how faith works in every arena? Huh? Because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. We talked about that yesterday on our 5 o'clock service. Amen. How the blessings of obedience. And she exercised faith. I was able to work in that lie for his purposes. Hallelujah. Rahab the prostitute. Look, the Bible speaks of her about her three times. Three times. And we ready to judge people. We ready to judge people. We ready to kill them. We ready to throw them under the bus. Wait a minute. I got one more scripture before I close. I got one more scripture. We ain't finished. All right. Now I want you to go to James. Hallelujah. I want you to go to 2nd chapter, James. Let me go there myself. Okay. And I want you to go to verse number 25. James, chapter number 2, verse number 25. And this is what it says. In the same way was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. Why does God keep making reference to Rahab the prostitute? Because he wants you to know, hallelujah, that it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. He wants you to know, glory be to God, there's room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, but still there's some room for one. There is room at the cross for you. This is the gospel message, beloved. This is the gospel message. Hallelujah. Let us stop turning our nose up, amen, at the less fortunate, the homeless. Come on now, the drug addicts, all out in Kensington lined up. Come on, somebody. Well, let's stop turning our nose up at these people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We see that all souls are precious. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of these people have been called before the foundation of the world. Even though they live in the lifestyle of a prostitute right now, they've been called before the foundation of the world. And God is sending you. God is sending you. Will you tell somebody that Jesus loves them today? Hallelujah. Will you pray for somebody today? Will you give somebody a hug today? Oh, glory be to God. Let them know, amen, that they are special. Amen. In the Lord's sight. Rahab. Hallelujah. Rahab. The prostitute. Hallelujah. Jesus' great-grandmother. Woo! My God, Jesus, have mercy. I finished. I'm through. I can't handle no more. Amen. That's it. That's all the anointing I can handle right now. Glory be to God. I'm going to fall out under the weight of this anointing. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the word. God, we thank you for the word. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for the life of Rahab. We thank you for the life of Haman. God, we thank you. God, my God, we can stay parked here for a month and break this down. God, you choose who you want to choose. Regardless of history, regardless of past, regardless of gender, you choose who you want to choose. Rahab was chosen, and she found her way. She found her way, Father. Hallelujah. She found Christ, and we want to say thank you for the story, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for salvation in the house. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. There it is, saints. There it is. Look, the Bible speaks for itself. This is how you know the Bible is real. That's how you know the Bible wasn't real. It would not be talking about no Jesus' great-grandmother was a prostitute. You best believe that. Baby, the Holy Grail, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Some people would say, look, you speaking blasphemy. Oh, really? You better open the book. That's how you know the Bible is real. It would not be talking about Tamar having, you know, sex with her father-in-law. Calculated sex. It would not be talking about Tamar being raped by her brothers. That's how you know the Bible is real. Because all of us have been one place or another within these scenarios. Come on and tell the truth and shame the devil. And if God did it for them, he could do it for us. If God brought healing for them, God could bring healing for us. And if God brought healing for us, he could bring healing, amen, for the world. And that's why we got to go ye into the highways and the byways and compel men to come. Look, we're sorry to hear about your story, but your that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Glory be to God, because God can turn your story into some praise. Ha! Woo! We all got a story. But if you walk with God, he'll give you some glory. Amen. That's it for today. To God be the praise. Amen. Tomorrow we are going to be talking on Jezebel. Woo, Jezzy. Woo! Glory be to God. All right. That's it. Amen. Form of announcements. Amen. We'll be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on and join us for prayer. Let me see. Saturday, nothing on the schedule for Saturday. Sunday. Amen. Our church services will be live on social media, all the social media. I think except for TikTok. We're still working on TikTok, but we'll be on all the other social media platforms. Amen. 12 o'clock on Sunday. We're going to find a way to hook it up into Blog Talk Radio for some of you who are still trying to get a little techie. Amen. So we think we found a way to do it. Amen. So we can do all of this simultaneously. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. Next Friday at 3 o'clock, we start our Facebook group page. Facebook group, amen. Glory be to God, expanding your capacity to lead, and it's about bringing out the you in you, amen. Y-O-U-N-I-N, Y-O-U, because there is a you in you, and we see that through the life of Rahab. Amen. Rahab couldn't go out as no prostitute because that wasn't the you in her. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But God put his spirit in her. Amen. Glory be to God and made all things new. So we're going to be starting that, amen, group page, amen, helping you to grow, amen, on next Friday, Lord's willing, at 3 o'clock. All right, that's it for today. I'm still high in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. We want to thank everybody. Amen. The week ain't over yet, so we'll be shaking everybody tomorrow. Amen. Everybody have a good day. That's something to think about, ain't it? That's something to think about. You know what? Look, this is your homework assignment. I'm going to write a thesis on this. I got to do it. Amen. Glory be to God. Rahab lied. To hide the spies. But God blessed her for telling the lie. But then we read in Revelations, it says, no liar shall inherit. Now, God, the word doesn't contradict itself. That's your homework assignment. Now, yeah, I'm going to bring it, but I want you to beat me to it. I'm the Holy Spirit going to, if it takes me a couple weeks or a couple months, I'm going to do a thesis on that. Does God allow lying for his purposes? I don't know. That's another subject for another day. The good news is that the prostitute got saved. Amen. And victory was given. Amen. To the children of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for the word. We say thank you that the word will not return to your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father God, and we give your name praise, glory, and honor. We cancel bad news, sorrow. God, Rahab household was saved, Father God, hallelujah, because of the red cord. Father God, the children of Israel were saved. saved, their household was saved because of the blood of Jesus. Father God, we say we are saved and our household is saved because we abide in the Lord's house. God, thank you for the house. Hallelujah. Woo, my God, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer even right now by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, will not, shall not be broken. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee, and the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, Jesus Christ is Lord. And God used the prostitute to bring victory to his children. I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm going to get me a cup of coffee. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Walk in the blessing. The blessing manifestation is already here. Lord's will, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Amen. To see what Jezebel was throwing down. Huh? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I love you. Signing out. God bless. Amen.
It looked as if it was over. You made.